Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It is hour three of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Thrilled to have you with us on a Thursday, Friday Junior, as Dylan likes to call it. Coming up on the show, Thursday Night Football in Buffalo. We'll tell you the plays we like between the Bills and the Dolphins. We'll continue our preview of tonight's game with Brendan Tobin from Tobin and Leroy in Miami. That's in 20 minutes. And finally, Donkster Time and our best bets at 8:40. Welcome to our audience on Stadium as we stream our final hour. If you'd like to do it, you can find us on ValleySportsLive.com, the Valley Sports Live app, along with YouTube TV, DirecTV, Amazon Prime, Samsung TV Plus, and many more. Chelsea, tonight, Thursday Night Football, the Dolphins at the Bills. Lordy, the Bills are laying 12.5 points. The Bills are minus 800 on the money line, Dolphins plus 575. Your total is 49.5, expecting perhaps a high-scoring game in Buffalo. We'll get to your props, but before we do that, do you have a side that you like? I'm having a hard time, even though I think this could be a blowout. I don't know if I want to lay a number like this.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Like, double-digit favorites, especially in primetime on a short week, no matter how far the gap in the teams are, like, it just doesn't feel worth playing. Mm-hmm. Like, there are other ways to attack this. And plus, we have seen absolute dominance from Josh Allen over Miami. 37 touchdowns to only 8 interceptions in his career against the Dolphins. And then Tua has had terrible games against the Bills. 9 touchdowns to 10 picks in those games. And the Bills have won 13 of the last 14 games against Miami. So, like, any way you spin it, it does feel like the Bills do win this game. But maybe if there is a sabotage factor, it's this Bills defense that we've seen can be a little vulnerable. Now, granted, one of those games was against the Ravens, who have, like, all kinds of offensive weapons. Yeah. But, like, the Dolphins do have some speed, and the Bills will be missing a few guys on that defense. If you look at, like, the injuries, Matt Milano, I feel like, who is always hurt, Ed Oliver, defensive tackle, and then cornerback Teron Johnson. So, like, they'll be down a few guys to a defense that wasn't exactly stingy in the first place. So maybe you can expect the Dolphins to score some points. And I think that's why we're seeing the juice go to the over in this one. I think it just moved to minus 115 if you like the over 49.5 over at BetMGM. But as far as a side goes, I don't think this one is touchable.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way where I'm trying to come up with a plausible scenario where the Dolphins cover this number. And I don't think I really have one. And the money is going in Buffalo's direction, which is wild that we've gone from 11.5 to 12.5. But ultimately, as we always say in the NFL, double-digit spreads are double-digit spreads. And maybe this is a desperation play for Miami. I mean, Mike McDaniel's on the hot seat in a big way. I believe he's the favorite right now to get fired as the first head coach fired in the NFL. And we're going to ask Brennan about this in, 15 minutes now. But the Dolphins are just a mess. Offensively, they're a mess. You know, Tyreek Hill doesn't want to be there. Mike McDaniel looks like the blood has been sucked out of his body over the past. Like, he's had a slow bloodletting over the past year. There's just nothing going right for Miami, and they have to face this high-powered Bills offense. I think the only way they keep this within the number is that we see a shootout and the Dolphins somehow, with the speed that they have on offense, are able to take advantage of a Bills defense which isn't necessarily that fast and take advantage of two of their better players being out.
Ah, I was waiting for more morgue puns where, you know, clearly Jenks is a big fan of true crime, but
that's
listen,
right.
It's a little dramatic, but not that dramatic for how bad we've seen the Dolphins be in these past two games. because like the vibes are, have never been lower, it feels like. And sometimes when I look at like these stats between two teams over like set 5 years, you're like, oh, well, those were different teams. Yeah, these stats are bad for the Dolphins in these, and some of those were better Dolphins teams.
Yeah.
So like the team is even worse now. So like I think those stats still kind of go in your favor, but as far as ways to bet on this game, I do think props are the way to go. Like a very easy starting point for me is that if mm-hmm. you think it's going to be a blowout, you look at the quote unquote losing side and you say, okay, what receiver is going to pile up the yards in garbage time? So for me, it's Devon Achane. Like he has been their best player on the field thus far. And like people who play fantasy football will tell you this because yeah. despite playing on the Dolphins, he has had great fantasy football outputs. So his receiving prop today is 37.5. I think that's where I'm going to go because I know he's a running back, but the way that they use him as a Swiss Army knife, plus he had 10 targets last game. That was the most mm-hmm. on the team. So I'm looking for guys that get the targets who are going to get the opportunity to pile up the yards. And plus 37.5 feels like a very low number. If you say to yourself, oh, he's a running back and a receiver, why wouldn't you play running a rush plus receiving? It's 96.5. So that is a very high number. There's a chance he gets it because he had some really high outputs in both of these games. But I think receiving is the way I'm going to go with Devon Achane.
I mean, I don't hate that at all. I think whether it's Tyreek, whether it's Devon Achane, I think both of those are good plays. And I like Tyreek Hill, honestly, and his over, which I believe his receiving total is set at now 64.5. That's gone down a little bit. I'm actually liking that bet even more. I would go on the other side there because look, we've mentioned it throughout the show, but the Bills defense is going to be weakened because they don't have two of their better players in there in Milano and Oliver. They're not particularly a fast defense. And if the Dolphins are playing from behind, which I think they will be, then they're going to have to get it to their speed merchants in Achane and Tyreek Hill. And Tyreek Hill should be motivated. He does not want to be in Miami. So getting 64.5 for a guy who I think they'll get the ball to in space, I think is very gettable. I don't know if I would go to his receptions prop, which is set at 5.5, because he could get 5 and still go over his yardage total just because, you know, he has that sort of breakaway ability. But last week, he easily surpassed this number against the Patriots. If you look at last year in Buffalo, that was the last time he played the Bills, and he caught 5 passes for 80 yards. I think we see something similar tonight for a guy who doesn't want to be there and for a guy who is auditioning for a return to Kansas City. So I'd go over for Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I think both those are solid plays. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously, the other correlating play is that if you think Tua has to throw the ball a lot, his yardage prop, I think, is 233.5. But the problem is, like, Tua's had some games where he's turned into a pumpkin. Like, the first game of the season, I think he had 115 yards passing. Not great. But at least last game, he at least got his ish together at least a little bit and was actually connecting with guys.
Yeah.
So I think a way to play this as well is, Jenks, you know I love like alt parlays. And if you're doing same game parlays, like I feel like these are a couple good legs. So Devon Achane, 25 plus receiving yards. Tyreek Hill, 50 plus. You combine those, it's minus 115.
Okay.
I like both of those. Because
yeah,
I think
not?
There is no way that both those guys are not involved in the game.
Oh,
so like you are dumbing down the numbers that the book thinks are gonna hit, and that's the way you play it. So you can add some other things. On the Bills side of the equation, I think James Cook is kind of in store for a big night, just based on the matchup, because mm-hmm. through two games, the Dolphins are giving up the most fantasy points to opposing running backs, and they're the 25th ranked defense against the run. And plus, think about it. Like, game script matters. If you think this is a blowout, the Bills are going to be running the football.
Yep.
But the problem is, sabotage factor is that the Bills have some other mouths to feed when it comes to the backfield. Like, sometimes they give the ball to Ray Davis. Obviously, Josh Allen's going to run the ball a little bit. But 68.5 yards, I think, is gettable for James Cook. If you want to throw in, like, 50-plus in that alt parlay, I think that's a good one as well. But I think that's how you play games that you think are blowouts. You play it like from a props perspective and say, here's the game script and here are the correlating pieces that go to it.
So how much do you look at game script or what you think is going to happen when you're placing these prop bets? Because for me, game script is sort of everything, right? It's like the foundation. Like, this is how I think the game is going to go. I might not necessarily bet on a total here, but this is how I think it's going to play out. And based on that, then I go into the prop market.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, that's why I go with receivers on the losing side, because one would think that they're going to be playing from behind. And then the problem is, if you're playing props for like the quote unquote winning side, we see this. Like, they're not going to try to like run fancy plays with Josh Allen if they're up 21 points, you know, and that's the sabotage factor for James Cook tonight, is that they're not going to just like make more wear and tear on his tires, you know, for nothing. They have other guys they can give the ball to. So like, be careful if you're playing carries for James Cook tonight, because there are other guys that can give the ball. If this was a normal game, I think I'd look at some Bills receivers. And here's the thing. The Bills are so good that there is a chance that, like, several of these guys go off and they get these props in the first half. Like, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman. If you want to play either of those guys, that's – I'm not going to go against you, because Keon Coleman's kind of been a little bit all over the place. Like, one game he had a great game. The other game he was kind of quiet. So it just kind of depends on what you expect from him. But last year he was really good. Dalton Kincaid, same goes for him. And plus, the Dolphins have been really bad at defending tight end, so Dalton Kincaid could be in for a big spot here. The problem is he hasn't had a ton of targets. So like, I don't like going for the guys who don't have like a ton of targets. Like, his high end potential is like 4 catches for like 45 yards. I could be wrong here.
Right.
But he's pretty dependable, and he has a rapport with Josh Allen that is pretty good. So I don't know how I feel about like Bills props, but I do like the losing side when I start with my handicap.
Yeah, I think I might go over Josh Allen's passing yardage prop. I just don't think this Dolphins defense is any good. They have a whole new secondary from last year. They're awful at stopping the pass so far. I think he could absolutely go off tonight. The only thing that does worry me is James Cook, because look, they don't want to put it on the shoulders of Josh Allen if they don't have to, right? Like, ideally, you don't have to play hero ball. But then again, that's kind of what the Bills do. He just tends to take over. And is Tua going to do anything tonight? That's one guy I would stay away from. Like, I have no idea from week to week what Tua Tagovailoa is going to do. When you heard his quote, heaping praise upon Josh Allen, did that make you change your view of him, or at least your view going into this game?
No, it was all facts. Like, he wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Like, when it comes to props, a guy can be terrible and still go over his passing yardage prop. And the same goes for the flip side. A guy can be amazing and not go over his passing yardage prop. So, like, look at last game. Josh Allen finished with 148 yards passing. That game was a blowout. So, like, when you see a game with a similar game script, like, that feels like you would go more off that number as opposed to the game against the Ravens that was extremely back and forth. And he had 394 passing yards in that game. So, like, be careful with passing yardage props, especially for a quarterback if you think the game is going to be a blowout.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. Now, I'm trying to find a way. I want to get creative here with a parlay. I just want to have some fun tonight and maybe put in the Bills as part of this, but they're minus 900. I mean, I can't really find a way to do that. That is, I might go to the WNBA, because, look, the Bills are going to win this game. I'll be happy to come back and eat crow tomorrow if the Dolphins find a way. But all the trends are telling you Josh Allen is 13-2 all-time against the Dolphins. The Bills have won 13 of their last 14 against the Dolphins. So the question really isn't, is Buffalo going to win? It's if they are going to cover. So I'm still working on that as we speak. I'll probably get creative and have some fun on this Thursday. Any other props you like? Because I know you have a ton of bets on the card.
Ooh, I kind of want to make a same-game parlay, like if
we're doing
that. So I'm going to do those alt numbers. And then, so should I throw in a Bills, like, spread bet that's, like, alternate? Because here's the thing. I don't think, like, if a bet is, like, minus 900, there's really no point to put
nothing
in a parlay. Because what are you knocking off, 5 cents? There's a bug on me. So let's see if we added minus 2.5. What is that? Minus 540? Oh, you can't even combine that. God. I'm just trying to make a same game parlay. That's the worst when they're like, you cannot combine those legs. But I don't know. I feel like there's not really any way to play this. I don't know. I will say this. I am grateful when games feel like they're over by halftime, because then I feel like I can go to bed. So maybe, just maybe, Jinx, us, you know, early to bedders can put on our nightcap and get our sleepy time tea and be in bed by halftime.
Well, considering it's the Dolphins and Bills, this definitely has the makings of a blowout, right? Like, are you going to be stunned to watch the Bills just run it up on the Dolphins, and then all of a sudden we wake up tomorrow and Mike McDaniel's fired? It could happen. I mean, it could absolutely happen. I feel like he is coaching for his job, or they at least need a decent performance. I don't think they win this game, but if they keep it close and they show some signs of life, then maybe that keeps... He just looks like he's at the end of his rope. I mean, what did he say after last week's loss to the Patriots? We ran that soundbite. He was like, oh, well, you know, if you're not winning, it's then you're losing, you know?
Yeah, we know.
And I'm like, well,
but
this guy's had it. He's done.
I will say this. In the NFL, like, there's always a wild upset, and, like, we haven't had any so far. Like I said, favorites of 4.5 points or more are 12-0 straight up. Jenks, some chaos will come in the NFL at some point. I don't think it's tonight, but, hey, it's the NFL.
Yeah, you never know. Coming up next on the show, let's continue previewing tonight's game. We're going to bring in Brendan Tobin from Tobin and Leroy in Miami. It is next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, what is going on with the Dolphins and can they put up a fight tonight in Buffalo? We're going to ask Brendan Tobin from Tobin and Leroy in just moments. He covers a team down in Miami. Are you going to bet on this game on a side? You're not, right? Like, it's just props for you? I feel like that's where it's going to be for me.
Yo, yeah. And that's normally how I bet anyway.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Like, NFL sides are one of the sharpest things in all of sports. Like, when it comes to betting, these are the sharpest lines of just about any sports just because of the handle that the sports books get. So, like, these are the hardest bets. So, why would I try to go head to head against the sports books in, like, their best game? So, no, thank you.
Right. Well, especially when. Not that it necessarily matters that it's Thursday night football, but with so many bets coming in, those lines need to be sharp, and they always are. Like, I'm with you. It wouldn't be surprised. And it's such a dead number, too. Like, 12.5 is kind of out there in the nebulous, and yet it wouldn't be surprising to me if there's a 12-point difference tonight or a 13-point difference or something like that. The books are just so good, and they get better as the season goes on. What is going to happen tonight? In Buffalo, Highmark Stadium, a divisional battle. Let's find out and bring in Brendan Tobin, co-host of Tobin and Leroy, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. on YouTube. Also, host of Game Day Uncensored, 4 hours before every Dolphins kickoff as well. Brendan, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us. And what has gone wrong for this team and Mike McDaniel? Because it feels like just a couple years ago, Miami was on the up and up, and there were a lot of things to like and things feel like now, bit by bit, they've fallen apart.
I mean, can I just blanket it with everything has gone wrong for them?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
There really hasn't. There's nothing that's gone right for them. And honestly, it all kind of stems back to the last time they had a Thursday matchup with the Bills last year after Tua, you know, unnecessarily goes into DeMar Hamlin and gets concussed. It really feels like everything is really unraveled from there because they didn't have a backup quarterback. They went into a complete hole and really haven't been able to dig their way out since. But I do think that everybody went into this season hopeful that they could plug some of the holes. You knew the ones that were obvious that were going to be there at like cornerback and tight end, but you were hopeful they were going to revamp the offensive line. Well, half of it's gone. You were hopeful that you were going to have a newly, you know, infused youthful defensive line. Well, they've gotten off to a very slow start. And, so basically anything that could go wrong has gone wrong on top of all the drama that's surrounding them.
Yeah, I feel like we don't have to rehash like all of the negatives too much because people like are not out there thinking, oh, the Dolphins are a good team, right? Nobody's thinking that. And also when you have like the head-to-head numbers of the Bills against the Dolphins, like it's been pure domination. The Bills winning 13 of their last 14. But we know the NFL has the most parity of just about any sport. And sometimes we see chaos, and this is a big number. So let's dig deep and try to find some positives for the Dolphins. If you are looking at that side of the equation, what could possibly go right for the Dolphins tonight? Do you say, hey, at least this game shouldn't, you know, have snow in it? At least the Bills' defense has proven to be, like, beatable in some cases. They're missing a few guys on their defense. What are the positives for the Dolphins? How could this possibly be a competitive game?
Well, if I was going to put on my optimistic hat and try and make that happen, which you've already put the record out there, which doesn't happen very much against the Bills. I think Josh Allen's only losses are like a last second, you know, clock running out and a missed open receiver in the end zone when he was a rookie. So let's just play in fantasy land. If they were going to make it close, I think the best way is probably for this to be a shootout. They did show some life offensively last week. You know, they did get off the canvas after getting down 2 touchdowns to the Patriots, and seemed like they had found their old bread and butter of getting the ball outside to their explosive receivers. Waddle, Tyreek had a good game together. It felt like that had been ages. Tyreek had his first 30-plus yard gain in over a year. And Devon Achane's been really good through two games. He's really probably been the lone standout out of everybody. Like he just comes and he produces. He's to his new safety blanket now that Jonnu Smith is gone. He's almost actually more of a receiver than a running back. And he's always just that safety valve. And he's very hard to stop. He's gotten better every single year. He runs very physical, even for a small running back when he gets the ball in space. So he's been very, very impressive. You're not going to get anything out of the tight ends. The Darren Waller experiment is probably going to run out in about 48 hours. They're going to just pull the plug on that, I'd imagine. As far as a, you know, secret weapon that they've been loving, it's Malik Washington. We saw what he did last week on the punt return, and he has also turned a lot of eyes. I do think that as the season goes on, and especially even if they do move on from Tyreek, you're going to see even more from number six on the Miami Dolphins. And so if I were to play it like that, is there a way it keeps up? I think that it has to be on a keeping up offensively, just because the thing that's been probably the more disappointing thing with this team is their defense has just been awful. I think it's 13 out of 15 drives they've given up points this year. And with all the firepower they thought they had in their pass rushing room, it just really hasn't been the case. They have a lot of young guys next to Zach Sealer, who got a big contract this year. And they haven't been able to really stop the run. So I'm worried about them being able to get the likes of James Cook and Josh Allen off the field. But I do think the offense showed some life yesterday, and I do think McDaniel knows he's kind of pull out all the stops in a game like this, because his job could very much be on the line tonight.
Brendan, I was going to ask you about that. Is this season salvageable for Mike McDaniel? Does he have to have a win tonight to keep his job?
Yeah, I think that, like, does he get fired if it's competitive? Exactly, no, but I think, like, the only way it feels like it turns around is if they win tonight. And so, like, that's the only thing that's going to make you have any sign of life. Like, you win tonight, you get to rest for 10 days before you got a Monday night matchup against the Jets, which, you know, could be with a backup quarterback. So you'd feel like, okay, we can get out of the darkness here. We can get out of the hole. So it's not necessarily that he has to beat the Bills just because that's the mandate. It's just like, it's just the math of it. Like, you need something to just get this fan base off your back. Like last week, guys, the fan base came in as angry as I've seen. And you know, it just, like, the first drive that stalled out, they were ready to boo in the building. I can't remember the building being that hostile in a long, long time. Certainly not in a week two game. So, yeah, I would say that just to get everybody off his back, he needs the win. If they keep it competitive, will he necessarily be fired tomorrow morning? No, I think that only happens in a blowout. But if he's going to actually keep this thing and his Dolphins career is going to continue, yeah, he needs to be able to show that he can beat the team. 6 straight losses to the Bills.
Ugh. Do people have faith in this franchise? Because I think it's one thing to have, like, a down season. I think people understand, like, you're not going to win the Super Bowl every year. And that's fine. But it's another thing to feel like you don't have any hope for the future. Like, I'm speaking as a Titans fan. I know that feeling, and it's not a good one. Do people believe in this front office?
No. Absolutely not. No, they don't believe in Chris Greer. He is, and he's kept his job for a while. He's been in the organization for 20. He's been running the show for about 7 now, and he just has a propensity to draft injured guys and let his good picks walk out because he likes to go make blockbuster trades. But you know, then those burn out, and there's nothing left in the cupboard. And so, no, the answer is they don't have faith in the front office. I think the ownership is running a little thin on patience because they didn't open up the checkbook. Like, Stephen Ross does spend a lot of money, and he wasn't even going to do that this offseason. He wasn't going to reconstruct contracts. He wasn't going to do any of that stuff, particularly with Tua's deal. And so I think that the faith is very much at empty. Now, look, Chris Greer has been around for 20 years in a Dolphins organization that's been inept and hasn't won a playoff game in 25 years. So does that guarantee that he's going to get fired? I have to see to believe. But the fan base is absolutely rats off a ship on him.
Brendan, I know you mentioned Tyreek Hill earlier. I mean, it feels like he's auditioning maybe for the Chiefs tonight, but I can't imagine him staying with Miami throughout the season. What do you think happens with Tyreek?
Yeah, I feel like I've been wrong on this a lot because I thought he was going to get traded right after the season, and they keep publicly keeping him around, and all we keep getting is more drama, whether it be with his teammates or whether it be in his personal life off the field, and he's still sticking around. And it feels to me very much like Chris Greer is just banking on, I need this guy to have 3 big games in a row, and I can get at least a second rounder for him. I can get something that is palatable. And I think that's just where they're at. It's like they know that they're up against it. Everybody knows that he's going to blow up. He's already had 2 fits on the sidelines this year. Rightfully so, by the way. He was missed wide open by Tua. But I think that that's just what they're waiting on. They came out right after that last year. They're like, well, we know if we trade him, everyone's going to know we're going to have to trade him. And what are we going to get for him? And that's just what it feels like. They're just hoping that he can string a good enough amount of games together that the return is going to be something that they can feel good about, you know? And I just don't think it's that right now, because I think everybody knows Tyreek is pretty toxic right now, and that they could probably get him on the Chiefs' keys, and you can't even look like you're taking more of a loss on this. So I still think, yeah, he's not. I would be surprised if he ended the year with the Miami Dolphins, but I have been saying that since January because I didn't think he was going to start the season with the Miami Dolphins. And they've been very steadfast, and they got a great relationship with Drew Rosenhaus, his owner. Like, he's almost like the shadow GM of the Dolphins in a lot of ways. So that, I think, has some influence on it. But, I would be pretty stunned if he sticks around here, especially if the season keeps going poorly.
Right. I know we had you come on to talk about the Dolphins, but, like, how about something not depressing? Can we talk about Miami football for a second? Because the Hurricanes look pretty good. What's your early read on this team? Are they for real?
I actually do think this team is for real. You said you're a Titans fan, and I know you, you look, Cam Ward's getting knocked around right now. That guy was pulling miracles about this time last year. Like, just everything, you're just like, wow, this guy is a magician with how he's able to do it. But this team is so much more complete. It actually has a defense. They got a new defense coordinator, and Corey Heatherman, and Ruben Bain on that defensive line is playing like one of the best players in the country. He played last year injured, and so he's come back with a huge vengeance this year. I think he knows that the buzz will be there in the NFL draft for him. So the fact that that side of the football just looks more complete, yes, I think everybody was worried about how is Carson Beck going to look. He looks fantastic. He looks happy. He's got all these guys on the same page. He's got young, really impressive receivers. Malachi Toney, 17 years old. He's, you know, putting up big numbers every single game. Joshua Moore last game, he pulled the Randy Moss, 2 catches, 2 touchdowns. And then they got veterans in C.J. Daniels, who's just like coming up with highlight reel catch after highlight reel catch. And I think that was the big worry. It's like, hey, they lost their top 7 receiving targets last year and their quarterback. Can they really replenish that? Seems like they have. Seems like their running game's even better. So, look, there'll probably be some stupid ACC game that Mario Cristobal will blow and I'll be, you know, fuming. But, no, for right now, I think that, look, they took out Notre Dame, got everybody riding high. They had a game last week against everybody's little darling, upset darling in South Florida. They throttled them. Like, they didn't belong on the same field. They beat them worse than they beat Bethune-Cookman. They got Florida coming in this week. Billy Napier probably in the line of coaching for his job. I think they feel very good about smoking them. And then, yeah, the big challenge is probably going to start when they get to Florida State. Rivalry game on the road. You know, big time challenge coming their way. But I think this team feels as complete as any Mario game, as any Mario team has been. The line is just full of just absolute monsters. They're all like 6'8", 300 pounds. It's just a matter of like, hey, will he have one of those Mario Cristobal signature moments that blow it? And you're hopeful that's no, that they've overcome that with talent. But this does seem as complete a Miami Hurricanes team in his years here that he's ever had. So I get burned on this every year, but, and I'm not going to say the whole blank is back thing, because that always just blows up my face. But they look very much as complete as they've been.
Check him out as co-host of Tobin and Leroy, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 in the East on YouTube. Also host of Game Day Uncensored, 4 hours before every Dolphins kickoff. It is Brendan Tobin. Brendan, we appreciate the time this morning.
Yep, thanks, guys. Take care.
You bet. Man, tell you what, I'm glad you pivoted to the U, because that Dolphins talk, tell you what, I was about to take some antidepressants there.
Right? Like, the name of their show is Uncensored, and I feel like that's how, like, some people, like, maybe they should be censored on some of their thoughts on the Dolphins, but who knows? Like, we see turnarounds all the time in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So, like, it could change. Like, how many years ago was it where, was it the Dolphins or the Broncos who gave up, like, 50-some points? Do you remember that? There was, like, an early season game where I forget who it was.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins scored all those points.
Yeah.
And people like, oh my God, the Dolphins offense is unstoppable. And then they went to the postseason and there was snow and they're like, whoa, it's cold.
You're not going to believe it. These guys are stoppable. They're very stoppable in the cold. I remember that. That's a good call. I mean, Miami's record away, like away from home in cold weather, is atrocious. I should look that up. Mm. Coming up next year on the show. Always good to be closer to the weekend, especially with our favorite wagers ready to go. That's on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It's a Thursday. Friday, Junior. Not gonna lie, that's getting to me. Thank you, Dylan, for that. Coming up on the show, Best Bets. Bet Sweats on the way after us. We'll talk with the doctor as well. Chelsea, what's going on with you today? I'm going straight to the eye doctor after this. I got all sorts of issues. I never like going to the eye doctor. I got to check in there. And then I got bit. I don't know if you can see my chest a little red right here, but I got bit by, I think, a spider in two areas on my chest, and I'm kind of worried about this thing swelling up. So if that gets worse, I'm going to have to go to, like, the ER or something. I think I'm okay. I think it's just kind of, like, settling. But, you know, I got to work it out today. I need to get to Friday. That's what I need.
You need, like, a combo deal. Like, you need to go, like, see a doctor. I'm
seriously.
Like, hey, do you have, like, a special where we can, like, do a couple things at once? Like, just drive me through, like, those oil change places where it's like, change the windshield wipers and my oil. I don't think that I have been to the eye doctor ever.
What? Ever?
I don't think I've ever been to an eye doctor.
Never.
I've never had any issues. And it's not one of those things, you don't get checkups on your eyes, do you?
Yeah.
Or I haven't been.
Like, just your vision checked? You must have amazing vision. I mean, I'll go every... I mean, my vision has definitely changed. I can still see pretty well close, but I still need reading glasses to see, like, really tiny print. But I went to a doctor and said, hey,
can you do surgery on my eyes? Is there something to improve my vision? I don't really want to wear glasses. And they're like, your vision isn't bad enough. And I was like, oh, like you need reading glasses, but that's about it. Your vision's okay. I was like, oh, okay. But, oh, Denton says, oh, this was Dylan. Says this was just like him until 3 months ago. His wife made him go. And he has 20/15 vision, of course. Amazing vision.
That's what
this guy
I'm
can
saying.
Be a sharpshooter. Incredible.
I feel like of all the like senses or whatever, like I feel like you know if something's wrong with your eyes, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, I've just got where whatever. I have to get an injection or whatever. I just have like little like flare ups in my eyes for like no reason. I think it's like stress related. Like my body's like always like crazy stressed, so I always have these different flare ups or whatever. But I haven't been in a while. They've actually gotten better. But getting a needle in your eyelid is not great. I'll say that.
It takes a lot for me to go to the doctor. Like, I feel like I have to have, like, a major issue. Like, I'm not somebody who's going to the doctor all the time. And I feel like I've been really lucky because I've been pretty healthy. Mm-hmm. But I'm not somebody who's, like, a frequent visitor. Like, I'm not getting my seventh visit free.
I would rather not go. Like, I'm not someone who enjoys, like, oh, I love going to the doctor. I hate going to the doctor. You know, so right. Just, I mean, I know what you're saying, but sometimes, you know, if you got to go, you got to go. At least I'm very good at picking out great doctors. That's the only thing. Even the lovely Catherine's like, I will say, like, your roster of doctors is top notch. I'm like, yeah, if I'm going to go to the doctor, like, I'm not having someone mess with me who doesn't know what they're doing. Like, they better be damn good because I want to get in and get out and get well. I'm not trying to have some dude that, you know, is working a potion in front of me like, I got you. I'm like, no thanks. I'll pass on that.
On the contrary, didn't you have a surgery where you woke up during it?
It was eye surgery. Yeah. I had. Well, this was.
What about that guy?
Well, he was actually, you have to understand, this is a very different time. This was in the early 90s. They don't even do this surgery anymore, to my knowledge. I had a radial keratotomy done. This is pre-laser surgery on your eyes. So this is when eye surgery was just becoming a thing. And so this guy was the best in the business, supposedly, in Texas. And I was like, well, I'm going to be in broadcasting. I don't want to wear glasses. And I'd walked up to a student and got this close to the student's face. I thought it was a friend of mine. I was like, oh, sorry. And that's when I knew, like, you've got to go talk to this doctor. Everything went excellent. Surgery was fine. But, yes, I did wake up. And this is also, you know, forever ago. But I did wake up mid-surgery, and they were like... pulling on my eye, and I remember just a few seconds, the doctor going, Michael, we don't want to move right now. And I was like, okay. And then I was back asleep again. But I remember that moment where I just became awake for a second. That was a little horrifying, but everything's fine.
Yeah, it feels like a small detail. Like yeah. A small detail that's worth
it wasn't
noting.
Great. It wasn't great. Well, I did tell you about the one time when I had... when I was almost got, I had back surgery. I almost had my spine fused, almost. And I decided not to do it. I ended up at the Fort Worth Brain and Spine Institute. That was a blast. Before that, I was in Austin. And this guy who was about to retire, and now I know why, was like, well, you probably need to get your spine fused. I call it a life ender. I mean, if it works, great. Yeah. He's like, if not, you know, you can't sit, you can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't have sex, can't do anything. I was like, then no. Then the answer is no.
Yeah,
why are you
no.
telling me this? Yeah, I'm going to leave now. Like, no. That was definitely my worst experience. So I think that's probably what traumatized me. And I'm like, never again. Only the best doctors. Only the best for you guys. That's why Bet Sweats is next. Joe O, Sammy P, previewing Thursday Night Football as well. A look at some dogs that are barking whoop, this weekend. Evan Silva from EstablishTheRun.com is along at 10:20. And now we have a loaded card to hand your way.
Time to place your bets.
Okay, Chelsea, I see two bets, and I see two winners.
Yeah, knock on wood. Best bet of the night for me is going to be on Devon Achane, running back for the Miami Dolphins, but over his receiving prop. Listen, he was targeted like a receiver last week, had the most targets on the team with 10, and hauled in 92 receiving yards. So you get a low number on him tonight. It's 37.5 for his receiving prop. I'm going to hit the over for -140. I feel like this is a very gettable number for one of the fastest players on the field. Like, I understand it's very easy to look at Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, but the thing is, I think that especially on a short week, those short and dumpy passes to the running back, Those are gold for some of these quarterbacks who are not good at going through their progressions, and that's kind of the narrative when it comes to Tua Tagovailoa. So we know he likes throwing to his running back, and why would you not? He's a great weapon. Plus, game script matters here. I think the Dolphins are going to be playing from behind, as this 12.5 point line indicates. So we're going to go with Devon Achane to have a big night through the air tonight. So let's go over 37.5 receiving yards for Devon Achane.
Let's go. All right. I'm starting with some baseball bets, and then I'm actually getting some prop bets. I'm not a big prop guy, but I'm doing it tonight. First, Tigers first five run line. Oh, yeah. Tarik Skubal on the mound for the Tigers hosting the Guardians. Nice bounce back spot for Skubal. You normally don't have to worry about a bad outing. He had one last time out. Okay, fine. Four runs and 3 1/3 against Miami. But whenever I see a pitcher who has a bad outing, who is as talented as he is, I love getting him on the come up, because I don't foresee two bad outings in a row. At home this season, 9-1, a 2.17 ERA. He has faced the Guardians twice this year. They have not touched him. 16 shutout innings for Skubal against Cleveland. Also, Tanner Bibee coming off a complete game against the White Sox. Okay, great. But only 6-6 with a 5.42 ERA when pitching on the road this season. Tigers first five run line, minus 160, juicy, but you get arguably the best pitcher in the game.
Ah, I do like that one. I almost added it to the card, but I was like, I already got two bets. I better slow down. But I do like it.
All right. What else you got?
All right. One more bet. I forgot I had another one. I was like, it's your turn, Jenks. All right. So this is a same game, like alt leg parlay, because I think both of these are solid angles by themselves. James Cook to rush for 50-plus yards and Tyreek Hill to have 50-plus receiving yards. I think Tyreek Hill is way more involved in this game. Like, they got to keep him happy. And plus, Dolphins playing from behind. Why would they not use Tyreek Hill? Then you look at the other side of the coin, and James Cook, I think, has a big game in this one. The matchup is great. The Dolphins giving up the most fantasy points to opposing running backs through 2 weeks of the season, and they have the 25th ranked run defense. The reason I'm playing him an alt line in this game is because it could be a blowout, and maybe, you know, they're feeding other hands behind the line of scrimmage. But James Cook just had a huge game in the last one, ran for 132 yards in a blowout game against the Jets. So we're going to do that. Those two combined get you minus 115. James Cook, 50-plus rush. Tyreek Hill, 50-plus receiving, minus 115.
All right. I got to make these quick. I will blow through these. Here we go. Yankees first five run line, minus 154. Yanks and O's today. Max Fried taking on Cade Povich. Cade Povich, 1-4 with a 5.68 ERA at home. This game is at night. At night, 1-6, a 6.55 ERA. Yanks have won four straight with Fried on the mound. They are the number one first five team in baseball. Yankees first five run line, minus 154. Brewers -1 or on the run line, taking on the Angels. Yusei Kikuchi taking on Quinn Priester. The Brewers have won 18 straight games with Priester on the mound. They win again tonight. Roll with the Brewers. Also, Josh Allen, over 230 passing yards at minus 128. Had 394 against the Ravens, 148 against the Jets. But he averages 267 in his career against the Dolphins. The Dolphins are awful. They allow quarterbacks to complete passes at a rate of 78.5%. Worst mark in the NFL. And finally, Tyreek Hill, over 50 receiving yards, plus Aces money line, minus 120. Going to be a huge game for Tyreek against a slow Bills defense and the Aces back at home after having that 17-game winning streak snapped. They have to have a win tonight against the Storm. They do. You put those together, it is minus 120. Okay, Donkster, get on in here because we got to get to Sammy P.
This cancel culture is out of control. I post a picture wearing my sweet number 32 jersey and everyone loses their minds.
Well, Donkster, Magic Johnson's a legend. I don't see what the big deal is.
It was my special O.J. Simpson jersey.
Oh. Well, that's a problem.
He's the juice!
No, he's also a murderer. Do you have a pick?
I do! Marlins at Rockies over 10.5.
Okay. Coming up next to Bet Sweats, more Thursday Night Football and the always dapper Sammy P getting ready to hand out some bets and teach fifth graders. What's going on?
Why does the grade always change? It goes from fourth to second to fifth. I need stability in life.
I know.
You can
I'm
do
sorry.
It all.
I mean, just have Sammy go from class to class, you know, sharing his knowledge with everybody.
I will say, though, I'm glad you brought up fourth, fifth, second grade, whatever. the way these kids do math now blows my mind. They don't do the tables like we used to. They do math in a very, very strange way. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah. I've
Depends
heard about
on
this.
The state.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, doesn't it always, right?
There's a name for it. We in the South are the bottom of the barrel. So, like, I don't know if we're doing the same thing as, like, you guys. But there's a name for it, and it is very weird. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we used to do flashcards and things like that, and now they're drawing lines and crossing boxes. I'm like, this is dumb.
Hey, who's talking with numbers now? It's us. Huh? It's us. All right. Sammy P., you look sharp as always. Have a great show with Joe O. We're out of time on this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Good luck on your bets, and have a great Thursday. We will see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.